Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. A global study of nearly 44,000 volunteers shows the COVID-19 vaccine made by Johnson & Johnson is 66% effective in preventing moderate to severe disease. NPR's Joel Palka has more.
The study was conducted in the United States, Latin America, and South Africa. The vaccine did better at preventing disease in this country, 72% efficacy, and worse in South Africa, 57% efficacy. The South African results are troubling because a new variant of the coronavirus has been spreading there, raising concerns that existing vaccines might not work as well. The vaccine did demonstrate complete protection against disease severe enough to require hospitalization, according to a news release from the company. The company says it plans to apply to the Food and Drug Administration for emergency use authorization to distribute the vaccine. Joe Palka, NPR News.
A Republican congressman traveled to the home state of a fellow Republican to campaign against her. It's an unusual move showcasing the split within the GOP. NPR's Amy Held has more on the hold former President Donald Trump maintains on his party, even out of office.
Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida was in Wyoming Thursday to take his message directly to the constituents of Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
Defeat Liz Cheney in this upcoming election, and Wyoming will bring Washington to its knees.
Cheney was one of 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach Trump for inciting insurrection, saying there's never been a greater betrayal by a president. Cheney, the number three House Republican, is up for re-election next year. So is Gaetz, a Trump loyalist, as the party grapples with whether to pivot away from or embrace Trump's legacy. The former president has vowed to work with Republicans to help them retake control of the House in the midterms. Amy Held, NPR News.
In California, forecasters say more rain and snow from a major winter storm will continue in the center and southern part of the state today. The Sierra Nevada got heavy snow up to 8 feet in places, and the National Weather Service says several inches of rain has already fallen on the central part of the state. Officials say flash flooding has led to closed roads, and Santa Barbara County Fire spokesman Daniel Berticelli says people shouldn't drive through standing water.
6 inches of water can take a car off of its wheels and sweep that car downriver. And even less water, if it's moving at a good pace, can take a human trying to walk across it and take them down the river.
Mudslides and debris flow are also a threat today as the rain hit burned-out areas from the recent Bobcat wildfire. The same storm system is heading east to the Plain States and the upper Midwest. U.S. futures contracts are trading lower, less than a half an hour to the opening bell on Wall Street. Dow futures contract down more than 0.5%. NASDAQ futures contract down about 0.4%. You're listening to NPR News. A 71-year-old West Virginia man arrested for carrying a gun near the U.S. Capitol this week also had 20 rounds of ammunition, a will, and information on state and federal lawmakers in his vehicle. Dave Mistich of West Virginia Public Broadcasting has more.
Court records indicate Dennis Westover was arrested and charged with carrying a pistol without a permit. According to police, Westover exited his vehicle near the Rayburn House office building and was observed shouting at National Guard members through a fence. After being stopped by officers and asked whether he had a gun in his vehicle, Westover told police he had a gun in his center console and was arrested. Westover pleaded not guilty to the charge Thursday, was released under his own recognizance, and ordered to stay out of D.C. Social media posts show Westover attended the January 6th rally at the U.S. Capitol when some rioters stormed the building. For NPR News, I'm Dave Mistich.
A court in Moscow is considering a request to put several allies of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny under house arrest as authorities work to stop more protests over the Kremlin critics' jailing. Navalny's supporters are calling for rallies on Sunday to demand his freedom. The 44-year-old was arrested this month as he returned home from Germany, where he spent months recovering from a nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. Russian authorities deny the accusations. Navalny was jailed for 30 days on allegations he violated probation from a money laundering conviction that he says was politically motivated. Crude oil prices are trading higher, up nearly 1% at $52.84 a barrel. U.S. futures contracts trading lower. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.